Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on a new Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything and really... if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OffBook for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OffBook.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one is Jessica McKenna.
And that one is Zach Reno.
That one on the keys is Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got engineer Choo Choo Brett on the fret.
We got Dana Wickens on the sticks, producing the drums as good as they come.
We got Karate Bird.
Karate Bird's here. Male person Stacy is here.
And we got... an incredible guest.
We have an incredible guest. And as a sort of prelude to our guest, you should know that there's a little luck dragon. Her name is Chooch. She is here.
Oh my gosh.
And that, of course, means we have for you
an incredible guest.
Mother of Chooch.
Host of Natch Butte, Jackie Johnson.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, yeah.
We're so happy to have you back.
I'm so honored to be here. So happy to be here. I love to sing.
Incredible. This is a worthy episode for a timestamp.
This
is 9:30 in the morning and Jackie is giving
us
that gold.
Did you hear that?
She's giving us that gold.
9:30 in the morning gold.
You know what?
Midas got up early and started touching some stuff.
I've been up for approximately 50 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
So this is really exciting.
Yeah.
You can still see my sleep mask indented on my face.
I met a friend for coffee on Saturday and she was like, oh, did you roll out of bed to get here? And I was like, yeah. And specifically, I was wearing like a serious sleep mask. She's like, oh, I can see lines on your face. I was like, yeah.
Be like, thank you for pointing them out, Trisha.
Did you find one you like, Trisha? Because
you
were brand shopping for one. You had one that was noise canceling. That one was bad.
Well, it was that one. And because we had a very late night, so I did need to like block out both sun and sound. So
And Sound is my indie band, by the way.
Weird that this is the first we're hearing about it.
Yeah, well, I felt bad about keeping it from you.
Yeah, come on, man.
But you just said it so like she's gonna know.
I gotta know. Because I was about to Google Sun and Sound. So I have like a sleep mask that has little speakers in the sides and has like eye pillows so that it really like fills in the whole like right. eye cavity.
I
dense.
Can't stand when there's just a little glimmer of sun peeking through. VR. I wear two sometimes. I double up.
Yeah, I love a sleep mask.
Sleep hygiene is very important.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I got a diffuser now that sometimes I put an essential oil in, but my husband and I are kind of on a path of what is the compromise of smell level.
Oh, right.
Because I'm like, I would take like 5 drops of lavender, and he's like, 1 drop was kind of a lot. You know, he's real
He's got that bloodhound nose.
He truly does.
You know what? I like drops of Jupiter.
In where do you put
in
them?
My diffuser?
Oh yeah, yeah,
oh, not
yeah.
your hair.
Yeah, no. Well, what do you think I am?
I put them in there once I got back from the atmosphere. I was like very into them.
Right.
Can you? Sorry, just tell me. Did you sail across the sun?
I sailed across the sun and the sound.
I love that song. The words are often bad, but some of the words.
You know what it's about?
Good.
Once I found out it was about his mom, I cry right? when I hear it now. Yeah, it's about his mom who died, and he said now she's up in the atmosphere, and like she's, you know, mixing all up with Jupiter.
I have
and
to imagine that all of the details in there are details about his mom.
That's sweet.
Which makes them, I guess, better lyrics. And yes. I guess I should apologize to his dead mom for sort of insulting the stuff.
No, I think I'm sure she's used to it, but I will say, "Hey, Soul Sister" is cheesy.
She's used to it,
don't you think?
She's definitely used to it.
Yeah, she probably loves it at this point.
Hey,
shout out to Train
Sister.
Singer's mom.
Wow,
yeah. Pat Moynihan actually is his name.
Wow, good guess.
I'm a bit of a train head, everybody.
Choo choo.
You're a bit of an engineer.
Why not?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I want you all to really savor what you're getting already. I feel like this is, you have like such an insatiable and incredible energy, Jackie.
I did a lot of drugs before I came.
Which ones?
Drops of Jupiter.
Those are so good.
I actually did. Just am so excited to be here, honey.
Her hair. Now that she's back for that soul vacation, making her way across the constellation. I'm trying to check in.
Tell me.
Did you make it to the Milky Way to find the lights all faded and that
heaven is
overrated? That is a depressing
thought.
Wow,
that's really sad.
I like that, though, because that means once you're up there, you can kind of like, you know, check in, check out, go on vacay, come back.
Okay, so like heaven's the place you check into, and then you go off and see some other stuff.
Of course, it's heaven. What if you're into vacationing? It's supposed to be the ultimate destination.
Welcome to heaven. Are you checking in for an eternity or just a little bit of time to check and see if heaven's gonna be heavenly? Heavenly.
Welcome to heaven. None of the rooms are next to the ice machine, and also the elevator is farthest away from your room, no matter which room you have.
And we can tell by looking that you're surprised. It's like a hotel. Yes, heaven is like a very nice hotel. And isn't heavenly? Heavenly.
Checking in or checking out. Also, the rooms are free and the rooms are heavenly.
Short stay is the perfect cure. Dip your toes in the infinity pool. You don't have to be here for infinite rules.
It's literally a pool that goes on forever.
And it's so heavenly.
Heavenly. We also have a number of brochures for things that you can leave to see. But it is heavenly. Which, for the record, is
heavenly. Okay, so here's your key.
Thank you.
And here's the Wi-Fi password. It's just whatever word you think of.
Thank you. I have something I wanted to ask.
Yeah, of course.
I was told
people tend to have a lot of questions.
Okay.
Can I take your bags to your room?
Oh, I would love that. Okay, my first question is, I was told all of my ponies and all of my kitty cats from my whole life would be here when I got here.
So, yes, all dogs go to heaven, all animals go to heaven.
Thank God.
They're sort of abiding by the same rules as you are, though. So they are all here, but they may not all be here.
That's right. They can come and go. And you might, what happens for a lot of our guests, which is what we call the citizens of heaven.
They're guests.
What happens for a lot of our guests is that you'll end up mostly befriending an amalgamation. So you'll usually meet like the dog that is all your dogs. And at any given moment, you'll see certain physical or personality attributes of one dog, but it can kind of stack on top of another dog.
That sounds kind of scary.
I promise it's not. It's more like biting into a cookie and realizing, is that sea salt? It's like you think you're saying hello to Fido, but then upon petting, you're like, I think that's also Richter.
How did you know that my first dog's name was Richter?
Well, we just know that you're such an earthquake fan.
You love earthquakes. We know everything about you.
You do?
Of course.
Well,
Vanessa, this isn't just heaven. It's also your heaven.
My heaven?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I know exactly what I want my heaven to be.
Okay, great. Let us know, because we love feedback.
Oh, we love feedback.
In my heaven, guess what?
What?
When you order fruit, there's no cantaloupe.
Sure.
In my heaven, guess what?
What?
The beds are California King, so you can spread out. In my heaven, every time you order ice cream, it's mint chocolate chip. In my heaven, it's for me.
Okay, I took that all down. Yep, no cantaloupe, that we can totally cope. Main chocolate chip, oh yes, that will do the trick.
Yay!
There was another thing.
The bed is a California king.
In my heaven.
In your heaven.
I get to see all of my friends and celebrities. Yeah. I never met on earth.
Provided they're dead, then they'll be.
Watch Beverly Hills Housewife all day. In my heaven, I want to wear really tall high heels that don't hurt my feet at all.
They won't hurt at all.
And in my heaven, I get to eat candy for breakfast. In my heaven,
in your heaven,
in Vanessa's heaven, in my.
So you're new here?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, very cool, very cool, very cool.
Wow, I love your outfit.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm going for something new. So I'm wearing sort of like sparkly culottes and a crop top that says, this is a crop top.
I love it. It's very postmodern.
Thanks, yeah. Well, you know, I've been here for 250 years, so I've tried to just sort of like mix it up, play with different clothes. Because, you know, when I died, as everyone knows, it was 17. It was. What did I say? 250 years.
You know what? Math doesn't matter in heaven. That's what I think.
It was 1770. I died in 1770.
Sorry, did someone just do math correctly in heaven?
Yes.
Well, as is the rules of your heaven, you get a boxed prize surprise.
I get a box
every time you do math correctly.
Oh. Every time I do math correctly.
Do you ever exploit that just to get free things? Because you could easily just say, you know what? 2 + 2 = 4.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you.
A present.
Not a present. A box prize surprise.
I'm sorry. I want to learn the lingo so I can fit in here.
Well, that's what's great is like I'm sort of in your heaven right now and you are also in my heaven. Think of our heavens as sort of like fun little Venn diagram bubbles right now. So I don't know if you could see like behind me, you could see that it's 61 degrees and cloudy.
I do see that.
But on your side, it's sort of like, what is that, 84 with a thick humidity? Are you from the south?
I love a humid moment. It helps with my hair texture.
Sure, totally. So right now we're kind of experiencing both of those.
Wow, what would happen if we held hands and jumped around in circles?
Lightning. Want to try?
Yes, why wouldn't I? Whoa! This is thrilling. May I please order you a drink since we're sitting at the bar?
Oh, sure.
Excuse me, bartender?
Oh, this is fun. Just think it.
Hello.
Oh my goodness, here it is, a strawberry daiquiri with light whipped cream.
I'm also here if you want to talk to me, but I don't actually make any of the drinks.
What's your name, my new friend?
My name's Carlton.
Carlton, I have a little bit of a provocative question.
Okay. I wonder if I've gotten it before, since I've been here since 1770.
I bet you have. I'm wondering, do you get to fuck in heaven?
Oh, wait, what's your name?
Vanessa.
Yeah, I mean, like, of course. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. I've always been told that it's a sin and it's wrong, and I don't know if G-O-D is down with F-U-C-K.
Well, you know, there are, like, different rules for Earth than there are for Heaven, you know? Like, Heaven is just we are embracing being all sort of, like, beings of light, and this is the consciousness they've constructed for us so that we don't explode from the vastness of space and time.
Okay, just do we get to fuck?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Of course we get to fuck. Of course we get to fuck. If we didn't, oh, we'd be out of luck. But of course we get to fuck.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Oh, sure. I mean, like, maybe someone's heaven. They say, no thanks for me. I don't want it even. But if you're in,
to hear that, because I had such a hard time dating on Earth.
Oh, a lot of us did. Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny because it's like, I didn't know this being a Smith in 1770.
Yes.
What's the colony of Connecticut at that time?
So you're American.
A drink! A drink! Oh. My kingdom for a drink.
Oh, this guy.
Oh, no.
Hello. Name's William. How are you?
I'm great. I'm
new
Vanessa.
Here?
Yes.
Hello, Vanessa.
I've only been here about 2.5 hours.
I should compare these.
Oh,
I should tell you, California King.
Oh boy, this guy. I should tell you, Vanessa, you've been here both 2.5 hours, yes, but also 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Well, I just want you to know that time doesn't really work in the same way.
Well, that sounds scary.
I know.
But also kind of intriguing.
It sort of blazes by. I've been here since 1555.
And he loves to hold it over me.
Actually, that's not true. So I was born in 1555. I died 40 years later or so.
Good lifespan for that time.
Not bad at all.
Well done, my bro.
For an artist? Are you kidding me?
How did you avoid scurvy? Sorry.
What's that?
How did you avoid scurvy?
Ate a lot of fruit.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Vanessa. He's going to keep doing this, and I feel like it's maybe helpful if I just tell you.
Just ask.
I feel like maybe I should just tell you.
No, it's okay. She'll ask.
Okay, you want to wait till she asks?
She'll ask.
Okay, I'll just lay some groundwork. I was a common smith in the colony of Connecticut.
I was the famous playwright, perhaps the most famous one of all time.
Wait, wait a minute. I know you.
Hi.
Mark Twain.
Oh, sick burn.
Are you
this is my favorite day. This is my favorite day.
Mark Twain?
This is my favorite day.
Mark Twain! But it's not a playwright at all.
Didn't he write poems?
One time I shared a root beer float with Marilyn Monroe, and this is my favorite day.
Mark Twain!
Oh, this is rich.
Riverboat man!
Oh, this is rich. Go ahead, Will.
It's okay.
You want me to say it?
No.
You want me to say it, Will?
I really don't. At this point, it
Billy?
Was,
Billiam?
You can call me that because we've been friends for a long time. Carlton, I think I got to get out of this place.
Oh.
I think it's overrated.
Yeah, no.
You know, I watch a lot of, like, e-reality shows. Those are the celebrities that I like.
Yeah, this is making me feel better. Keep talking about yourself.
Well, I like Zac Efron.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I'm trying to think of some of the,
literature. A real Romeo type, Zac Efron.
I know.
William, just let me tell her.
Famous author, writer.
Playwright.
What about, I know who you are now. I know who you are now. Dr. Seuss, right?
You kidding me? You freaking kidding me? I'm literally the bard. Are you kidding me? Are you flipping kidding me?
I'm not kidding you!
It shouldn't be this hard. I am shaking.
Interesting word choice.
With anger, I am shaking here. That you do not know me from my verse and my prose. My name is William. Come on.
Alan Poe?
No! William Alan Poe is not a man that ever has existed, not according to my plan. How can I do this? What hint will not give it away? Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Perhaps a hint would be the bestest, since your mind is clearly caught in a tempest. Or maybe it's easier than it seems. I'll shake you to wake you up from a midsummer night's dream.
Oh, I know now.
Okay.
I've given to go.
Okay.
Your name is William Van Gogh. You're a painter. I remember seeing your work.
What?
One time I went to Amsterdam on a Bible trip, and I went to your museum, and it was lovely.
I want to hear more about
that. That's a good museum. That's a good museum. I mean, from what I could see from a bubble that looks at Earth. Sorry, Will.
No one knows who I am anymore, even though they have to read my plays in school. And some people say those aren't even your plays. You stole them, so not cool. But I did not steal them. I wrote them all by myself. And I won't be hidden in a library, put up on some shelf. My name is William. Come on, please. Come on. It rhymes with bakes here.
I think I'm recalling something. And by asleep to say we end the fortunes of a thousand. Wait.
Yeah, kind of.
Wait. I had to memorize something in high school.
Yes, and you did an okay job, by the way.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
That's good.
I have come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. William Shakespeare!
And
yes, Daddy-o! Anyway, that's me.
Oh my gosh, he does this all the time.
So you got into heaven, huh?
Oh, everyone gets into heaven.
Interesting. That goes against everything I've been taught!
Well.
I mean, when you think about it, how...
I was a very good person.
That's wonderful.
That's great.
I worked payroll at an insurance company for 35 years.
Some people say heaven is a place on earth, and that really, the real test is how do we treat each other when our time is limited, not when our time is infinite.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
And like maybe your
you
goodness
should write
was...
poetry if
oh
you
my
don't
God,
already.
I did. I definitely did.
He hasn't written anything since we've been up here, though.
Well, I have a bit of a writer's block. That's not untrue.
I mean, he wrote me one little poem once.
That's the one thing I have written since I've been here. I wrote one poem for Carlton. I will read it for you if you'd like.
I would, of course, like. And then I have another question about heaven.
Ask that first.
Okay.
Save the poem for a
When I checked later. In, they mentioned checking out.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You can check out anytime you like. And you can leave. It's not like Hotel California.
Oh, I have been there. What happens when you check out here?
Well, you can go sort of become matter in different forms and explore the cosmos.
You can go back to Earth.
I've only done it once, and it was pretty rad. I spent what was both 2 seconds and 1,000 years as a part of a comet. It was mm-hmm. cool.
Have you ever been a drop of Jupiter?
No. A drop of Jupiter?
A drop of Jupiter.
A drop of Jupiter? Huh.
A drop of... Maybe that's just the inspiration I need to start writing again. And Carlton, you've been talking about wanting to shake it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I love shaking it up.
I was a backup singer in my chorus at church for a year.
You're fascinating.
Just
to
one
me.
Year. I couldn't handle the pressures. But I might be game to try again.
Now you're here with my friend Shakespeare. Drops of Jupiter could be clear. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, hey,
I don't want to take a stay on the moon. I want to go now. I can't wait till June.
Hey, 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 hey. So tell me, should we sail across the sun?
I would say go to the Milky Way, except that the lights are all faded.
And those rides are overrated.
So tell me, where should we go float? 'Cause I imagine that we'll float.
And when we're done floating, we can come back and hang out here.
Sonnets and I'll write new
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Finally get a chance to go on a road trip with all your pets.
I had an iguana once too.
You're fascinating.
Tell me, can I go with my Shakespeare mister? And you my hey soul sister.
Oh,
and your iguana too out there.
What will they see on their trip to become drops of Jupiter? Find out when we return to the second half of
Heaven is a Drop of Jupiter,
the musical.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/OFFBOOK.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we last left our fun trio, Vanessa, the new arrival in heaven, was about to take off on a journey through space and time with William Shakespeare and Carlton, a Smith from 1770. Find out what happens when we return to the second half of Heaven is a Drop of Jupiter, the musical, right now.
Jupiter Council.
Oh.
I call this of the Jupiter Neighborhood Council meeting. I call to order.
Hello.
Let us take roll, as is customary at the beginning of the Jupiter Council.
As is our custom of the Jupiter Council.
As is custom, let us begin by taking roll.
Okay, I am Zac Efron, and I am here. Not that Zac Efron, I'm just a Zac Efron, a member of the Jupiter Council.
I am Miley Cyrus, and I am here. Not that Miley Cyrus, Miley Cyrus of the Jupiter Council. I am here.
I am here. It's me, Idris Elba. Not that Idris Elba. No, no. I am Idris Elba of the Jupiter Council, and I am here.
Everyone knows that the Jupiter Council is Zac Efron, Miley Cyrus, and Idris Elba.
Everyone knows that the Jupiter Council is Zac Efron, Miley Cyrus, and Idris Elba. People say, who is in the Jupiter Council? And we say, glad you asked. It's Zac Efron, Miley Cyrus, and Idris Elba. Members of the Jupiter Council.
Council.
People who are no longer members but were previously members of the Council.
Yes! The person who held the seat before I was Emeril Lagasse.
The person who held the seat before I was... Oh no, I forgot her name. I was going to say Paula Deen. Oh wait, it's not that Paula Deen. So it's okay. That belonged to her, belonged to Jeff Bezos.
Before my seat, and before Tina Turner's seat, this seat belonged to Jeff Burns, my best friend's cousin.
Members of the Jupiter Council, these are the members
of the Jupiter Council.
Currently, Zac Efron, Miley Cyrus, and Idris Elba.
Dig deeper to the very beginning of the Jupiter Council.
The first person in my seat.
In your seat, in your seat, in your seat.
On the books that perhaps not every meeting continues with the entirety of the role.
Can we just do one thing?
Of course,
before
Miley.
Before we adjourn, can we do
of
one
course.
Thing?
Of course. You know what? You're Thank just being you. Miley, and I want to say hi, Miley.
Thank you, Zachary. One thing.
Yes.
I want to talk about people's front lawns.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad you brought this up, Miley. I'm glad you brought this up.
I feel like we're all doing lawn flamingos right now. And that's fun.
Of course.
It's fun that we're all doing lawn flamingos right now. I worry about
our plastic consumption.
I worry, yes. Thank you, Zachary. I worry about our plastic consumption.
Well, I always eat my flamingos after I'm done
with
them.
Well, we all eat the flamingos.
That's why I'm worried. Are we consuming too much plastic?
Well, that's why I brought it up. Are we consuming too much plastic by eating the plastic flamingos?
Well, what else are we supposed to do with them when we're done with them in our lawns?
Well, one time I hurled one into the deep vastness of space using my strong Martian arms.
Your strong Martian arms?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for letting a Martian into the Jupiter
Council. I was about to say.
Of course.
Sorry. The strong Martian arms that I took into my Jupertian body from a Martian who gave them willingly.
Yes. No, I knew, but I couldn't quite remember which part of you was Martian.
My tits are Martian.
And you've got great. And can I say?
Everyone knows Idris Elba has great Martian tits.
Everyone knows that Miley Cyrus has great Martian arms.
Y'all, I'm embarrassed because
you're perfect.
There's no need to be. Just because you can't afford Martian parts like Miley and I.
Well, I have Neptunian ears.
I love them.
But I felt like, because I wanted to do something maybe just like subtle to dip my toe into whole realm.
Honestly.
Very tasteful.
I think if that feels right for you, when I think of you, I think of your ears. I think it's
seriously.
Seriously.
But not in a way that they like distract. Like it's not like we think of you part and we think
greater,
ears. We
part
just
of
think,
a greater whole.
Yes.
Thank you.
So anyway, I'm worried that we're eating too many of the plastic flamingos. Sure. So I'm just saying that like, let's
create a longitudinal study.
Yeah. And just be mindful of it.
Yeah.
Just
sure.
sort of like check in.
Yeah. Let's all check in about it. Let's all just check in. And maybe create a study and maybe, like, I would say maybe don't hurl them into the vastness of space because we don't know what that does.
Fair.
I don't know. Just saying. Should we call this meeting to a close the way we always do?
Sure.
And let's go to the mall. I would like a Jamba Juice.
I would kill for a Jamba Juice. Eskimo kisses. Meeting is over.
Meeting is over. Whoa. Oh my gosh, space is so beautiful, but I almost got smacked in the face by a flamingo.
Who would just throw a plastic flamingo into the vastness of space? Don't they know that you'll probably hit someone? Space is big, but it's not that big.
I'm starting to get a little space sick.
Oh, yeah, it happens. Try to focus on the horizon. Oh no, there isn't one.
Infinite space around us.
Does anyone have a Dramamine?
Oh, just think of it. Oh,
I have a Dramamine.
That means he loves drama.
I love drama, and the drama's all mean.
You should put that on a t-shirt. That is clever.
Hey, Will, that's the first thing you've written in a while.
Oh.
Don't worry.
Does it count as writing if I just say it out loud?
Sure, because you could commit it to a page if you wanted.
As long as you write it down afterward.
I put quill to paper, yes.
Of course.
I suppose so.
You know what? I forgot. We didn't read the poem that Will wrote me.
I would love to hear it. It might soothe my tummy.
Yeah, we
and I would
to
love to read
Vanessa
it, but now is not the time.
It might soothe my tummy.
Oh, we're being pulled to the Jupiter orbit. I guess it'll have to wait.
Now, remind me, what was the plan again? We're becoming drops of Jupiter? We're tasting drops of Jupiter?
I already sort of feel like I'm becoming drops of Jupiter. I feel both one, but also many.
Oh, yes.
And so do you, Will, and so do you.
I can see through you, but I also can still see you. You're like a being made of drops.
Yeah.
Oh, look at my hands. They're dissipating.
This is kind of fun. I feel like I'm like condensation.
Shall I compare me to a Dippin' Dots?
You can, sure.
I hear there's a great mall here.
Let's go to the mall. I want to see if the malls on Jupiter sort of hold up. Oh my goodness. I'm about to cut loose.
Woo!
Is that a Jamba Juice?
Hell yeah, it is.
I feel my head start to bobbing because that's a red robin.
Jupe, the mall on Jupe. It's a mall on Jupe. Jupe, the mall on Jupe. do it end to end.
How do they compete? Oh, yes. I guess they're just friends and say yes.
How do they have all that success when they're both next to a Panda Express? Jim, 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 the mall of Jim.
What an entrance.
I feel like we really made an entrance. And you know what? It's fun being a bunch of drops because, like, I'm both in the Express and also the Wetzel's Pretzels.
I'm everywhere.
I'm everywhere.
And I'm really torn between going to that Jamba Juice, mm-hmm. which looks great, but right next to it is a place that looks like it makes the best soy lattes I've ever seen.
Which is?
Hmm?
What's it called?
No, it's called the best soy lattes you've ever had.
Wow.
I assume it makes the best soy lattes you've ever had.
Well, we have to go.
We got to check it out. Remind me, we must hit up the Jamba Juice because my body is crying out for a wheatgrass shot.
What is the Yelp called on Jupiter? Because love writing Yelp reviews.
It's Yoop.
Yoop.
It's the Yoop on Jupiter.
Let's get on Yoop and check out if it really does have the best lattes.
We should. We should check.
Okay, let me see.
Hi, I had this soy latte. It was not that great, I say. Man, everyone likes to complain.
Interesting.
I'm going to put funny. That was clever.
This was funny, but not helpful.
No. Not
helpful. I'm seeing a lot of sort of negative reviews of them all on Jupiter.
Maybe it's one of those ironic names for a store.
The best soy latte. Why would you do that for a food establishment?
I don't know. You know, Juperdians have their own sense of humor.
Yeah, they do their own thing for sure.
I feel like I don't want to be dissuaded because of one review.
Yeah, if
I want to try. Okay.
Keep scrolling.
It was in a cup. I liked the cup that it was in. I drank it from the cup. I kept the cup.
That one's okay. It doesn't have any relevant funny, but not helpful. It doesn't have any of the sort of relevant information I needed for.
They couldn't make it iced, even though they said at first they couldn't make it iced. 3 stars. Okay, that's honestly
seems like
kind
they
of fair.
They liked it.
Wait,
well, 3 stars. I feel like they had a legitimate complaint, but yeah.
Hold on, here's another one.
I see a really good one. I walked into the store, and guess what? The ambiance was lovely. I walked right up to the counter and was greeted very friendly. I said, hey, can I get a soy latte? She said, what size would you like? I said, what do you recommend? She very friendly back said, you know what? Why don't you get a large one, babe? It's a Monday. We shared a chuckle. Then with a friendly smile, I handed over my card. I waited only for a few seconds. And it was made fresh right there for me in a beautiful mug. And I sat and I sipped and I enjoyed the music. There was some lovely music playing. I believe it was from the 80s, America, USA, in fact. And then I went to use the restroom because every time I'm on Yoop, I go into the restrooms to make sure things look nice. And guess what? They had hand towels out. And I used one and it was lovely. Then I left and I said, you know what, babe? I had a great experience here today, which is why I'm leaving 5 stars.
Now that one was the only one that sort of went, like, I believe that this person took the time.
They take it very seriously.
I'm going in right now, and I hope beyond hope that the same cashier that was there for this woman is in there
right now. I hope so, too. She works on Mondays.
I'll
we know that.
It is Monday, so I'll go in and I'll... Okay. I know a way.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello!
Oh, hell yes.
You have very kind eyes.
Thank you, babe.
Wait a minute. You look familiar. I'm sorry. I don't typically.
Wait, this is Carlton. This is wild. I've never had someone do it based on my looks.
I don't typically.
Well, you do have that sort of like little balding thing with a little glow curls. Well,
okay. I don't typically get starstruck, but I was an English major in college. And are you?
What college?
Jupiter U.
Oh, JU?
Yes. Home of the Fighting Beavers.
That's right.
Oh, they have great beavers.
Go Beavs. Go Beavs. Are you William Shakespeare?
This is the best day of my life.
Oh, it was the best day of my life until it became the best day of your life. Wait, this is crazy that she can recognize you even as you're a bunch of drops.
Yes,
That's a true fan.
Well, I actually took a course at Jupiter U about how to distinguish people through drops.
That makes sense because it's
That was my minor.
It's much more of a thing here. That makes a lot of sense.
I was writing a review really quick. This place gave me...
I don't know if I have the merit to do this because I'm only assistant manager, but I would love to offer all of your friends whatever you would like.
Oh, that's so
we
nice.
Do make amazing soy lattes.
I would
here.
Like a soy latte. Okay. What size do you recommend?
Well, you know what, hon? It is Monday, so I'm going to go with a large.
Three larges, please.
You got it.
Will, but don't you see what's happening? You're writing.
I've been writing a review.
You wrote that review. You wrote.
You're writing some new material? I would be so honored.
Oh my God, and I wrote it in iambic pentameter. I didn't even realize.
Of course you did.
I went into a place so beautiful. I ordered a latte, a large and full. The woman behind the counter said to me, I know you by your face, and now I see.
Wherefore is your writer's block gone? Wherefore is your writer's block gone? Something wasn't right. Something's no longer.
Kill the envious moon. I'm writing again and not a moment too soon.
Wherefore is your writer's block gone? Wherefore is your writer's block gone?
It has faded like the setting of the sun.
Wherefore is your writer's block gone?
And you, fair barista,
yes.
You are now my muse.
Oh.
I will write a new play. I'll write it for you. Vanessa?
Yes?
Carlton?
Yeah?
Thank you for coming with me.
We're so honored.
Carlton, before we part, I'm gonna read you that poem just one more time.
I can't wait to hear it!
Bit of a poem slash prediction. I hope it finds you fine. Carlton.
That's me.
So personalized already.
When thou dost look upon the endless sea, in a hotel room of infinite measure and infinite time, think to yourself, who is Carlton? Who is the Carlton I see before me?
It's pretty
beautiful.
Good.
I know. It's beautiful.
Is the Carlton that I am now the Carlton I shall always be? For a Carlton by any other name, was smith as strong? The iron he forges neath his hammer, flattened to sword or knife or fork.
On. In a second, it's going to be about the surprise boxes.
I can't wait.
And wrapped within it, be it a fork or knife or sword, it is unknown to you now. Until you gaze upon it, though it is of your own creation, how can one know what one makes when one smiths steel? With each strike, we are revealing that which was previously hidden.
Pretty cool.
It's a lot longer than I thought it would be.
Tied up within the ribbon of time, within the ribbon of self deciding. Not a gift, not a present, but a surprise box of surprise.
It's very good.
Given to those who do the math, those who correctly add the numbers together. You, Carlton. You mathematician, you brave and bold smith of your own destiny.
Come on.
Go forward and unwrap your surprise box of surprise.
Thanks, Will. It's so much better when you read it. Your stuff really is meant to be performed.
It's meant to be spoken.
Yeah,
I feel like I worry when it's taught in schools because it's like you just send a bunch of children away and they read it and they don't
it's
get
not
it.
Not right.
You know?
It's meant to be spoken.
It's
Vanessa,
also in the language of the time.
As we say goodbye, as we have a parting of the ways for now with dear William Shakes, would you continue to be space travel with me for a while?
It would be my absolute honor, Carlton.
People made of lentils, but honestly, the point I'm trying to make here is Jackie Johnson. So
oh
incredible.
My gosh, we are. I mean, we knew you'd be a blast. We know you. We love you. The last time you were on was a blast, but
this was
we were
blast.
All like, man, thank you so much.
I could was have, so I could excited have listened to come to back.
You, I could have listened to you do that
Yelp review
for forever.
Well, you know what? Call me anytime.
Sorry, that Yelp review.
Are you? Do you review things online?
Oh no,
nor do I.
You know, I did in my youth. I'm not gonna lie. I got Review of the Day on Yelp once. I got review of the day. Look, Dana's
what
mouth is a gate.
What is that? Like
they pick
featured.
One. They pick one review
of all of Yelp.
All of Yelp.
What was it?
It was for this yogurt place on Hollywood Boulevard that is not there anymore.
Sad.
But it was really funny, and they loved it. And
oh
then
my
when
gosh.
I went in there, and they were like, "You're the reviewer," and they were like, "Anytime you want for yogurt,
that's
yours."
Rules.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I feel like I don't rely so much on Yelp reviews, but I feel like. You know, oh, I should pay into the products
same,
that I'm I'm reaping the benefits from. So I should review. My friend, I'm going to shout her out. Well, I'll just only say her first name. My friend Anne.
All know it's Anne Thompson. Anne Thompson, we see you.
My friend Anne, to the surprise of none of us, is like a very like good but fair Yelp reviewer. Mm-hmm. Like it all just aligns with her personality. And one of our other friends was like going to semi-tropic and was looking at a Yelp review, and one of the top ones was just from Ann that just said, really great popcorn. And we were all just so delighted to just like find your friend on the internet wild. Just like
that happens on Yelp. Yeah. I'll see people I know on there sometimes.
Just being helpful. Like, I'm sure if there's something extra really good or extra really bad, she would be more verbose, but she's just like, hey, let me add to the algorithm. Yes. I came here. I enjoyed it. Really great popcorn.
My conscience will not let me leave anything but a 5-star review anywhere. If a place is terrible, you I'll just be like, I can't take this business.
If you can't say something nice, don't say it at all.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'm like not protecting people from bad experience. If it was like truly horrendous and like malicious, I would say something. But if it's just bad.
No, I would never leave a bad review, but I would maybe leave a constructive review like, hey, this place was tough for a big group. Everything else was great. I wouldn't come here with 8 people. You know what I mean?
A specific but kind review.
Yeah.
Those are the only reviews I like. A specific and kind review.
It's got pertinent information, flowery language on the stuff that deserves it also. It's long but not too long.
You know, when you read those long ones, you really think, oh, wow, come on, would you just make it a little bit shorter? Do you guys know about too long? Didn't read.
Specific, honest, and kind
reviews.
Specific, honest, and kind reviews.
If you're gonna do a review, there's only one type of review to do.
Specific, honest, and kind reviews.
You know what? When I read a Yelp review, I like specifics, specifics, specifics. I want to know, what did you order? And did you like it? And was it too salty? Or was it just right? I need specifics.
I love it when they tell me what they ordered. I also love if they tell me this appetizer was easy to share, or this appetizer wasn't easy to share.
And I love when they post a picture.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you gotta post a picture
of the thing that they got.
You gotta post a picture.
And then they sometimes have useful specifics, like it was good, but it has to be hot. Like, don't take it home for delivery.
It will not keep in the fridge.
Eat it in the store. If you can be specific and honest and kind, who could ask for anything more? Specific, honest, and kind reviews. Specific, honest, and kind reviews. Being specific and honest and kind is the only thing you should do. And leaving a specific, honest, and kind review.
You know what? If you've had a bad day and you want to take it out on somebody, I would say take a pause button to your Yelp review, because we can tell when you're in a bad mood. Be thoughtful, be specific, but be honest, but be kind. And if you're in a bad mood, babe, wait and write the review 24 hours later.
Specific, honest, and kind review. And when you're in a good mood,
specific, honest, and kind review.
Specific, honest, and kind reviews.
Specific, honest, kind good mood reviews. That's how you Yelp.
And hey, maybe that's how you should review this podcast and also Natch Butte on wherever you can review a podcast.
Yeah, put them everywhere you can.
If you can write a physical review and attach it to a flamingo and send it out to the vastness of space. Wait, don't do that. It might hit somebody.
Plastic consumption in space is out of control. We all know that.
Eat it, but just, you know, make a mental note.
Yeah, check in.
Check in
on it.
Jackie Johnson.
Yes.
Tell the people about your podcast in case they live under a dang rock.
I'll tell them, Zach. Don't you worry. Natch Butte is a comedy, self-care, beauty, skincare podcast. We ask the guests, what does beauty mean to you? What's in your bag? What do you need help with? What are you curious about? What's your kink, babe? We'll find it. Zach and Jess have been on. We had a lovely time. We talked about keeping those hats fresh. We talked about Zach's hair regimen, if you're wondering how he keeps it so fresh. We talked about lots of things, and they'll probably be back soon, so get excited for that. It comes out every Thursday, wherever you pot, babe!
Any other socials you want to shout out for people to follow you at?
You can follow Nash Butte. You can follow Jackie Michelle Johnson. That's me. You can follow Hello, I'm the Chooch. That's my dog. You know, Chooch sang last time I was here. She was quiet this time.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's
early for her.
Follow Chooch.
Follow Chooch. That's a must follow.
She has a more glamorous life than all of us.
It's true.
Well, I think we said it before, but thank you again, everyone who came out to see us on tour. We loved seeing your faces with our faces. Everyone, stay safe and healthy out there. We're so happy to have the family band back. That's Scott Passarella. That's Dana Wickens. That's Brett Morris.
And can I just say to the ladies and lanolins out there, you deserve to be happy, babe.
You deserve to be happy,
because you
babe.
All deserve to be happy.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you want a big soy latte...
come at it with all you got, Tay.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.